From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting. A second day of voting in Nigeria. The first day was held up by glitches, technical glitches and long delays. So officials have scheduled now a second day, as VOA's Anne Look reports from Abuja.
Despite the issues, millions were able to vote Saturday in what many agree is Nigeria's most hotly contested presidential and parliamentary race ever. The ruling PDP party is facing an unprecedented challenge from the new APC opposition party amid a faltering economy and the six-year Boko Haram insurgency in the northeast. President Goodluck Jonathan's main challenger is ex-military ruler and APC candidate Muhammadu Buhari. The mood was calm at many polling units. There was a sense of determination, of excitement. Anne Look, VOA News, Abuja.
Arab leaders say Saudi-led airstrikes in Yemen will continue until Houthi rebels backed by Iran withdraw from the territory they have seized and surrender. They made the statement at the close of the Arab League summit in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, today. Yemen President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi, in an address to the summit a day earlier, denounced his Shiite opponents, most of whom are members of Yemen's Houthi ethnic group. And he referred to them as puppets and stooges of Iran. For its part, Iran contends it has not funded or trained the Shiite forces in Yemen. Leaders at the summit also agreed to create a joint Arab military force to deal with the growing security threat in the region. Working out the makeup and the structure of the force is expected to take months. Somali security forces, meantime, have ended the deadly hotel siege by al-Shabaab militants in the capital of Mogadishu. Some 20 people, including the attackers, were killed. This is VOA News. Thousands of mourners paid respects today to Singapore's late founder, Lee Kuan Yew. The former prime minister who led the island nation from 1959 to 1990 died Monday at the age of 91. Mohammed Amir is a resident of Singapore who was among today's mourners.
I guess maybe it's a sign that it's a good sign, I suppose, that, you know, everyone is together here in this very somber moment, but rejoicing, I suppose, and giving thanks to everything that he's done for us.
While many praised Mr. Lee for laying the foundation for Singapore's massive growth and booming prosperities, others criticized him for his authoritarian style. Secretary of State John Kerry is meeting with Iran Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif in Switzerland today as attempts continue to reach a framework nuclear deal on Iran's program by Tuesday's deadline. With that deadline looming, two European foreign ministers joined the talks today. VOA's Alpessin reports.
The French and German ministers joined a series of meetings Saturday, holding private sessions with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif and consulting with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. France, Germany, and the United States are three of the six countries designated by the UN Security Council to conduct these talks. The British, Russian, and Chinese foreign ministers are expected to join the final push to the deadline in the coming days. Officials describe the talks as tough and difficult. They say agreement is possible, but not guaranteed. The key goals of the talks, which started 2 years ago, are to verifiably limit Iran's nuclear program to ensure it cannot quickly build a nuclear weapon, and to end economic sanctions against it. Alpessin, VOA News, Luzon.
French voters go to the polls today to cast their ballots in a second round of local elections in that country. The far-right National Front, or FN party, of Marine Le Pen came in second with 25% of votes in last week's first round, dealing a blow to ruling socialists who came in third. A co-pilot of that German Wings passenger jet, who investigators believe intentionally crashed the plane Tuesday in the French Alps, was worried about health problems. According to ex-girlfriend of Andreas Lubitz, German authorities said Friday they found doctor's notes in Lubitz's home. Philip Bramley's son was on the plane.
What happened on the morning of the 24th of March was the act of a person who at the very least was ill. If there was a motive or a reason, we do not want to hear it. It's not relevant. What is relevant is this should never happen again. My son and everyone on that plane should not be forgotten, ever. I don't want it to be forgotten, ever.
150 people died on board that plane. German Wings declined comment Saturday when asked whether the company was aware of any health problems Lubitz might have had. I'm Marty Johnson reporting.